but he's looking down low. There is nothing he does not see, nothing he does not hear, and nothing he does not know. And what makes it worse is when you lie using the name of the Lord. Listen at this now. Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar were all lying on the Lord. Can you imagine how Job felt going through the darkest days of his life, looking for encouragement, looking for a friend that'll pray with him, intercede for him, stand in the gap, someone that would encourage him while he's going through these dark days, and yet instead of encouraging him, they are discouraging him. They took him down to the lowest level, to the point that he wished he had never been born. And so the Lord had enough of those so-called friends. And so he tells them in that 42nd chapter, in the first 7 verses, between Job and God, and then between Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar, that they had lied on him using God's name and lied on the Lord to bring Job down. And the Lord was so disappointed with that. Look at what the Lord told them to do. Get 7 bullocks and 7 rams and offer them as burnt offering. And listen to what he said. I'm going to get my servant Job to pray for you. Now, the very man that was no good, low down, that they talked about, had all this darkness in his life, wasn't going the right way, God says, I'm going to get my man to pray for you. All Job had to do was live right. His greatest defense was to live right. And so here they come, because this was an inspired instruction. An inspired instruction is a divine authoritative command that God expects one to do, whether you understand it or not. And so they understood, however, that they had lied on God, because they know God didn't tell them nothing. But now here's the bad thing about it. Some folk are so messed up that they sincerely think the Lord said it. They're wrong, and sincerely wrong, because they have gotten themselves in a place where the enemy's voice sounds like the Lord's voice. And so he tells them, you go and make this burnt offering, sacrifice. Now, it's twofold, because in the end, God recognizes that they really weren't evil people. They made some mistakes and they got caught up in flesh, carnality, and in judgment. That's one of the reasons why the Bible tells us, judge not that we be not judged. And so when they made this judgment stands, now they took Job off trial and put themselves on trial. This time, God is doing the judging. And so now, their job is to go and to present this burnt offering. But Job's job is to pray for him. Now you might say, that's no big deal. That's no biggie, no problem. But can you imagine what it takes for somebody to pray for somebody that has talked about you and lied on you and pulled you down and said every damnable thing they could say about you, everything that they could possibly make evil about you, they said it, and now you got to pray for them? Look, don't think that's no easy thing. Get in a position like that because it's called forgiveness. See, Job had to make sure, God had to make sure Job's heart was still tender, was still right, and that he would pray for, forgive his friends for what they did. And I love the way the Lord does that. He puts that responsibility on Job. Could have prayed for him, or he could not have prayed for him. But nothing was going to change one way or the other until something happened. And so he prayed for his friends. And then the last part of that verse 10 says, also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. What does that say? First of all, that what he had before, God gave it to him. I like that part. That's shouting news. I don't think many of you got that. What he had in the beginning that the enemy thought he was taking away for good came from God. And I keep trying to tell the people of God what God did once, he can do it again. Whatever he has done in your life, it's just an example. It's just the tip of the iceberg of what he can do for you. So don't get caught up on what he has done as in the past, like it can't happen again. That's just a taste. No wonder the psalmist says, taste and see that the Lord is good. And so he blesses Job with twice as much as he had before. What I love about it is just go back to the first chapter in the first few verses and it'll tell you all that he had. And then when you come back here and come out of this 10th verse and going on into the rest of these last few, it'll tell you what he doubled it to. And then it tells you that he gave him, after all of that that he had been through, he then gave him 140 more years to enjoy all his stuff. See, it don't matter how long you live if you can't live well. You know, a lot of folk want to live long and all that. All that's fine if you're living right. But if you're not living right, you don't want to live long. I can promise you that, my brothers and sisters, because it'll be a life of hell here. And then when you die, it'll be a life of hell that is eternal. And if you ask me, that's just too much hell. Just live right. I don't care what folks say about you, what they try to do to you. You got to remember the judge is watching everything. He's got it recorded. He knows it. And there's coming a reckoning day. Somebody say reckoning day. And a reckoning day means when all of those lies they've told will have to come and face the truth. And those that lied against you will lie no more, because they will be faced with the truth that God himself knows. And God will do the honors of making all things right with you and for you. And no matter how tough it is right now, I want you to do me one favor as we close this message. Touch your neighbor and say, just live right. I know some of them right now, they quench when you touch them. Touch that other devil and tell them, just live right. It's not too late. Give God a hand of praise.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul.
Listen, Pastor.
Now preacher, preach.
Preach.
one to know why I'm in love with you.
Patient and strong, always, no matter what I face, you've been there to bring me through. That your love was true.
Now no one can
undo.
I belong
to you
until the end
of time.
Good to know
you're mine.
And all I want
to say
till my dying
day,
I just wanna be close to you.
Listen here. Alexandria, the Wooddale Chiropractic Clinic at 711 Bolton Avenue. Dr. Paul Matthews is seeing patients suffering from neck, back, and joint pain from accidents or incidents. The phone number is 318-625-7103. The Wooddale Chiropractic Clinic is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM. Your Monday weather in Shreveport, it'll be partly cloudy. Look for a high at 78 and an overnight low at 49. A high temperature at 76 with partly cloudy skies in Monroe. Expect overnight low at 46. Lake Charles will enjoy partly cloudy skies today with a high at 77. Overnight lows at 56. In Natchez, Mississippi, it will be partly cloudy. 75 is the afternoon high with an overnight low at 51. Here in Alexandria, partly cloudy skies with a high at 77, overnight low at 50. That's a look at your Monday weather. I'm Wade Hampton.
KAYT, Tina Alexandria, 88.1.
Yeah. You can't get a minute to breathe. Oh.
Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
It's another weekend at the spot around 9. Hear my fellas singing, girls looking fine. Everyone's doing the same old routine. Scooping out the honeys and pulling out the queen. Well, that's what I use so I can trace her. Give me a cell phone and two waited hide and late. Know it only took the next day, but then I called her. She called me anyway.
That was me until I took a look into the PLE, the HOLYBIBLE. That was me, whole life was shook when I took a look into the book. Yes, that was me, yeah. Until I took a look into the PLE, the HOLYBIBLE. That was me, whole life was shook. Come on, took a look.
Sing it for me, Mom.
In the day when I was in school, thought that I really was so cool. Things I thought that I would not do, I did just so I can try something new.
Who you?
The one that went to Sunday school.
Who you?
The one that never broke a rule. Tried so hard to fight, but it's hard when it feels so right.
Yes, that was me.
Yeah.
Till I took a look into the PLE.
Yeah. Come on.
A look in the book.
I never thought it could be.
I took a look in the book.
How could this be?
I took a look in the book.
No, no, no.
Into the book.
Hey, take a
look.
It's like.
Till I took a look in the book.
So take a look.
I took a look.
Look.
In the book.
I'm brand new.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm brand new.
Hey, Cole, tell me, did you get shook from the book?
Yes, I got shook when I looked into the book.
How did you look?
Not quite like how I should be.
How do you look?
Now I feel so fresh and clean. You mama, tell me, did you get shook from the book?
Yes, I got shook when I looked into the book.
How did you look?
Boy, I was stuck in between.
How do you look?
Like I've been set free.
Shake the hook.
That was me.
That was me.
That was me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fearless Faith and the Atomic Power of Faith and Love is the new book from author John Hoffman. It's about faith that knows that God is with you and the atomic power of faith and love. Author John Hoffman shows us that because God's love is limitless, nothing can separate us from Him. Forgiveness and love are key factors in living the good life. The first part of Fearless Faith focuses on faith. You know, without it, it's impossible to please God. The second part is about love and forgiveness, both of which are not for others, but for you. Fearless Faith and the Atomic Power of Faith and Love by author John Hoffman is for believers and those who don't know that they are yet. Available now at Barnes & Noble's, Amazon, and iTunes. The video trailer can be seen on YouTube. And author John Hoffman is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
KAYT-KQJO.
Thank you. Situations that occur, and when we get to talking about death, it kind of shakes us up a little. And it's all right to admit that you're afraid of dying, but when you know that you have Christ down in your heart, He's the lover of your soul, and a death angel can't shake you. Death angel can't even intimidate you. I say death because my great grandmother, who's now going on to be with the Lord, spoke to me before she left. We was at our family reunion. She began to talk to me, and I would tell her how pretty she still looked. That must have lit her face up with the biggest, beautiful smile. Then she looked at me, and she said, boy, she said, I know how to get out of here, and my hands, she said, be with the Lord one day. And then at our reunion, she stood with tears in her eyes, and she gathered all of the grandchildren and her children and all of our relatives together. She said, "Grandmama, I don't believe that I'm gonna live to see the next reunion." She said, "But just in case I don't," she said, "I'm gonna go to that place and I'm gonna stand at those pearly gates." And she said, "I'm gonna be there and I'm gonna be waiting, and I ain't going through until I count the last head." And then she looked at us and told us, she said,
if I die
before you do, she said, I'll
be waiting at the pearly gates.
And all I'm gonna be waiting for all of you. Grandmama said, "I'm going
there's a land
where
To the mic and take you way, way back. Boobie, take me back.
There was another group, Brother Thomas Spain and the Brooklyn All-Star. And they did a little song with something like this. I stood on the banks of Georgia. One day.
Remember Shot? Shot sung an unusual song in an unusual voice. Shot is not here tonight. But if Shot was here, I believe he would walk up to the mic and sing a little song that goes a little something like this. Mr. Joe LeGunn in the Mighty Clouds of Joy. And I believe if Mr. LeGunn was here tonight, I believe he would come up to the mic and take you way back and do an old song that goes a little something like this. Listen, will the church. Be a broken right back.
The four books that author Clarence Hunter has published fills in the blanks the history books have left out, especially certain areas of Central Louisiana and the city of Alexandria. For example, what was everyday life really like on the other side of the tracks? What about the schools and the teachers? What about the churches and the preachers? And what about the family-owned stores and the neighborhood juke joints? Let Clarence answer these questions for you. Written in his signature autobiographical fiction style, these books will make you laugh and cry, and most of all, they'll make you think. These books also provide interesting reading for students in middle school, high school, and college that will broaden their educational endeavors. Sonya Life, Go Tell John, Rest in the Dust, and Stop, Rest, and Read can be purchased from Amazon.com and TheBookPatch.com. You can friend Clarence on Facebook and follow him on Twitter. His website is www.clarencehunter.com. His email address, clarence_hunter@msn.com. The phone is 504-650-2099. Clarence Hunter is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.